So when you were in Miami on your first job, what was the process like? And that's your first time out doing this sort of work. What was that like?
Well, I started as a deckhand, and I pretty much ended up doing everything that's on the dredge except actual operating the digger and everything. But there was no movement because the dredge kind of stationary. You know, it's not like a tugboat where you're bouncing around. But it was interesting. I remember I was a welder's helper at one time, and he was welding one of the discharge pipe, a 27-inch discharge pipe, because the sand wears it out. It's like sandpaper, and there's so much sand going through it. And he was welding, trying to patch a hole, and I was looking at the hole, not paying attention, and I got flash burns. And I tried to walk the pipeline back to the dredge and fell off because it got to the point where my eyes just swole up. So, but other than that, I learned a lot on the dredges. I know I could go out to the dredge and I could toss a line and make the cleat about 12 feet away in rough water. But when I came back up to the dock, my dad's office trailer was right there at the dock, slick, calm water. And he had a big picture window there, mirrored. And I don't care how calm it was, no wind, I'd miss it every time. You know, just a couple feet away. So I knew he was watching. But, after a while I learned. And then I stayed with Great Lakes for a while and came back from Africa again. And I went to work on a tugboat hauling railroad cars across Chesapeake Bay. And the guy that was operations manager, he was over in Africa with me, and he told me, he said, when we got back, he said, if you ever need a job, let me know. You know, I'll put you on as an engineer. I said, I don't know anything about engineers, you know, because when I was in Africa, I saw the 12V71 pump engines, diesel, and I asked him, I said, well, where's the spark plugs? Because I didn't know. I'd never seen a diesel.
Yeah.
And so anyway, a couple months later, I was looking for a job, and I went back, and he put me on the boat as assistant engineer. And 3 months later, this was in 1981, he put me on as assistant engineer. And 3 months later, the chief quit, and I've been a chief ever since.
So you worked for your dad, this first job.
Right.
Was he was a captain on these dredges?
He was a captain on the dredge, and then he was a supervisor for that entire Miami project.
So that's when you were working in Miami, he was a supervisor.
Right.
What was that like? You know, you'd grown up, you know, with your dad away most of the time on jobs, and finally you're there working for him.
So. Right. Yeah. That was a kind of shock because I never heard my dad curse. And I heard him curse one time at one of the workers down there, and my jaw dropped because I didn't think that he talked like that. Which, well, being a sailor, you have to.
Right, right.